right. We're actually going to have a nice day here, too. So winds are light. I was supposed to only get up to +4, but that's okay. It's in the right direction. And going to be warmer all week this week. Every day getting warmer a bit. So, finally the day has come there. Excuse me. So there you go. So I'm not sure what I'm doing here. I had my first cup here. Awfully quiet this morning. Not sure if something wasn't connecting right or not, but haven't heard anybody on this morning. Have you guys been on after? We would have connected up here with the Canada Hub at 6 o'clock, so just about an hour ago. So just wondering, has anybody been on?
No, I left the pause there. My portable went dead last night, so I just switched batteries. Didn't hear anything, but our balloon seems to be doing well. It landed in Manitoba there last night, and it traveled 1,200 kilometers on the first day and 12 on the second day. So today it should be mid-Ontario when it'll beacon, probably around... yesterday it beaconed at around 2:30 or so. So we'll hope for the same thing there today. A lot of the activity is caused by the solar flare, apparently. The 20 meters don't like to transmit when all that energy flow goes through the air, so to speak. Okay, Randy, I'm going to take my meds and see if I can relieve some of this pain.
Yeah, copy that. I've done my duties already this morning there, so and they've actually kicked in already, so that's good for me, but not for you. Okay, well, I'll let you carry on there, and appreciate everything you're doing there, email. It's going well, the balloon, so that's awesome. That's awesome. Hopefully makes it around the Earth as many times as it can, so... back to you for a final, maybe, and we'll be monitoring on the side. BE1 Echo Papa, BE5 RJM. Thanks for coming back. VA5 Tango Mike. BE5 RJM, are you up and about there this morning, Tom?
Yeah, the 5RJM, the one Echo Papa. Didn't mean to leave a long pause there, but I would just devour my medication there when you were waiting for me to come back at you. So, but it's all good. 7-3, one Echo Papa portable clear monitoring.
Yeah, 7-3, the 5RJM. You'll be listening out for Tom here. I'm going to reset his note here. I don't know, maybe something flunky went on here in Saskatchewan here with the reflector or something. But I'm going to reset this note because you came back to me when I reset our... So I'm not sure if you heard me call earlier before that or not. But anyways, I'll see if that does the trick to wake Tom up. Thank you for all that there, email, VE1 Echo Papa, VE5RJM. VA5 Tango Mike, VA5 RJM. V5RJM, nothing heard from Tom. I'll be monitoring.
VA5 Tango Mexico listening, anyone copy?
VE7SLZ.
Well, there you are. Did you sleep in there this morning there? Tom, I was trying to give you a call here for quite a while here. So a few times I tried. How's everything going there in Moose Jaw?
Oh, not bad. I got to wait around till 9 o'clock, hit the drugstore before I can head out. I take it all the roads are fine up that way, over.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a nice day here today again. So yesterday wasn't bad at all either, so... But we got the clear sky here, sun is shining, very little wind, so supposed to get up to high of +4 today. So you guys will be a little bit warmer there, but we'll take +4, way better than the negative stuff. Anyways, yeah, that's what I was calling about, to see if you're making it out this way or not, and if you're stopping in there. Back to you.
I don't think I'll stop in on the way up. I may stop in on the way down. But I don't know how long I'm staying exactly. But in any case, I might stop in on the way back. Have a coffee with you. Otherwise, not a lot going on here this morning. Got to wait around another couple hours before I go to the drugstore. So, anyway, what are you planning on doing today? Yard work or what? Over.
Oh, but we won't be doing any yard work. We still got snow on the ground here in the backyard and front lawn and everywhere. So, yeah, when you come this way, you're going to be noticing more snow after Yorkton. Once you hit Melville there, I think Melville might have no snow, and Yorkton does, I think so. And then as you go further north of Yorkton, there's more snow along the way there. So yeah, no yard work for me. But, yeah, we're itching to get spring cleanup on the go here, too. So it's been way too long a winter. But, no, fine business. Just wanted to find out what you were doing today, what your plans were. And, yeah, connect up with us however you want, text or Echolink, or and let me know what you're planning on doing when you come back this way, so, because otherwise I might not be home or whatever, so. But anyhow, it's all good. Today is Monday, so start of another short week there. Well, hopefully you have a nice visit there with your mom, and everything goes well there for you today, and like I say, safe travels. Watch out for the other guy. VA5 Tango Mike, V5 RGM, probably clear on your final there.
Yeah, Roger. Well, it's -5 right now, and we're hitting, we're only hitting a high of +3 today. The next few days are starting to warm up, though. 8 to 9 degrees Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we get into the teens the next 3 days or so. Okay, best 73s to you, and we'll catch you later. VE5 RJM, VA5 Tango Mike.
Yeah, sounds good there. Yeah, one thing that kind of popped in my head here right now is you said you got to wait for your meds there at 9 o'clock when they open. You know, that's one nice thing about us here now. They got an automated service. And you don't have to wait at a certain time or anything like that. You can call in your meds on a Sunday afternoon or at 1 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't matter. The pharmacy doesn't have to be opened anymore. And that's usually was my problem. Michelle would say, yeah, these are the pills for me to call in them, you know, in the morning. And then, you know, I'd wait, and then I'd forget about it. And she'd have to remind me at noon again. This way, I call in, and doesn't matter what time, and I can order my prescriptions, and then they're ready for pickup, usually an hour later. Or the next business day. So yeah, that part of it I like here, how they did that here in Kenora. And that just recently changed here, maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5, about 6 months ago maybe. Yeah, about 6 months ago. So, anyways, I don't know, do you guys have something similar over there at your pharmacy there, Tom?
Well, I do know that they have delivery. They'll make deliveries for you, but that's about all I know. Okay, I'll let you go there, Randy. VA5 Tango Mike.
Yeah, I think they have that service here. I haven't taken advantage of it, though, but I think they do. I know, like, the Co-op also has grocery delivery, but, again, I haven't taken advantage of that. But it is a handy feature for those that can't make it to the grocery store. And cuts back on a low impulse buying.